Masechtas Brachos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah says, Hamispal Vita, someone who's davening Shemana Esrei Vita, and he makes a mistake in the wording, he blunders the wording in the Shemana Esrei, Simon Rale. It's a very bad sign for him that Hashem is not interested in his tefillah and is not allowing him to say it fluently. Vim Shliach Tziberhu, and if he's the Chazan, this is the that was sent up to daven on behalf of the whole tzibur, the whole congregation. So then, Simon Ra'al Shalchav, it's a bad sign for the people that sent him. He's on behalf of the tzibur. The Mishnah explains, Mepnei Shashluchei Shalom Kamaisai. The messenger is as if he's just like the sender, and the people that in the congregation here that sent him up, the messenger is on their behalf, and it's as if they themselves, the congregation themselves, had messed up their Shemana Esrei, and so it's a Simon Ra, it's a bad sign, bad omen for the whole congregation. The Mishnah ends off with a story. Amar Lav Rav Chanina ben Daisa. It was said about Rav Chanina ben Daisa, Shehay Mespal al Chalim. He would daven on behalf of sick people. Va'imer, and after his tefillah, he would say, Zeh Chai v'zeh Meis. This sick person is going to live, he's going to get better, my tefillahs are going to help. V'zeh Meis, whereas this sick person, the tefillahs are not going to help. He's not going to make it. He's going to die. Amrulai, the people asked him, Minai Natayidea, how do you know who's going to live and who's going to die? Amrulahem, Reb Chanina Medeiser responded, Im Shagura Tefillasei Befi, if my tefillah was very fluent in my mouth and it came out smooth, Yedea Ani Shu Makubal, I know that it's accepted by Hashem. Hashem allowed me to daven in a fluent fashion. Vim Lav, but if my tefillah was not fluent, if I made mistakes, then Yedea Ani Shu Mateir, if I know that the person is going to be torn up, he's not going to live, and Hashem was not interested in accepting that tefillah. Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. So the Perek now is shifting from tefillah Shemana Esrei, and it's now moving on to brachas, other brachas that we say. The Mishnah says, Ketzad Mevarchem Al Peres. How does one make a bracha on peres, on fruit, from fruit trees? So the Mishnah says, Al peres ilan, fruits that grow on a tree, Aymer bari priya eitz. He says the bracha bari priya eitz, the one who created the fruits of the tree. Chutz min ayayin, grapes are an exception, that on wine, shal yayin Aymer, on wine we say bari priya gafen. It's a special fruit that gets its own bracha. We say bari priya gafen, the creator of the fruit of the grapevine. Val peres ha'aretz, Aymer, on vegetables, fruit that grow from vegetation. On vegetables, we say, Bari Priya Adama, the bracha on the one who created the fruit of the ground. Chutz min apas, bread, wheat, that we make bread out of is an exception, that it gets an extra special bracha. Shal apasu Aymer, Hamaitzel Lechem Anarts. On bread, we say the bracha, Hamaitzel Lechem Anarts, the one who brings out bread from the ground. Val Yerakis Aymer, and here it's on Yerakis is like leafy vegetables like lettuce and those types of things where you actually eat the greens. It's not a fruit from the plant, it's the greens themselves. So there we say also Bari Pri Adama. The Tana Kama holds that we say the same bracha Bari Pri Adama on vegetables and on the leaves. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says that on the leafy vegetables we say Bari Mine Deshaim, the one who creates different types of grasses, and there's a bracha specifically on the leafy vegetables, aside from the Bari Pri Adama, which is on vegetables like tomatoes and the fruit vegetables.